How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you, Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or CSICPA.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com. There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I could tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because, as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy. We go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you gotta go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
Hey guys, Bill Spadia here. Welcome to another episode of the Speaking Podcast. Today's version, this episode, is hashtag Speaking Jersey. I'm joined by my co-host, Jessica Gibson. Hey, Jessica.
Hi, and there's no Jay Black. He's been replaced.
There's no Jay Black. Jay, your biggest fear that you will be replaced has happened. Here's the difference, though. Patrick Lavery is not here. Instead, we are joined by a special guest, Deb Smith from Jersey Bites.
Hello.
Wait, Deb, what? Jersey Bites, that's your podcast, that's your show. What is that?
Jersey Bites
is essentially it's a blog, but
it's your blog. Okay.
It's a blog, but it's 12 years old.
Okay.
And we write about food in New Jersey. We cover restaurant news.
We are here at the Firefighters Mutual Benevolent Association annual dinner that benefits the Burn Center at St. Barnabas. Mm-hmm. We're at the Pines Manor in wonderful Edison, New Jersey. I love it here.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this candidly. They've got to get a bigger place. I love the Pines Manor.
They need a bigger parking lot.
It's packed.
Did you guys have hard time parking?
Did you? I parked relatively far, and the crowd's not even really here yet.
Right. No.
What do you see? Were you here last year?
Yes.
All right, so I was here. So I didn't... Well, I knew you, but I didn't know you were here.
Right, right.
Now, I was a judge last year, so Jessica and I were judges this year.
Yeah.
We got here too late.
Yep.
So we did not get to eat anything.
I got here on time, and I ate it all.
How was it? Really good?
Yeah.
Who's the
very
best? Because we're going to hold you to it. We'll release this next week.
All right. So,
who's the best?
Well, Patterson's short ribs were absolutely to die
ribs.
For.
Oh my God, I love short
and
ribs.
And their presentation, everything was just gorgeous. So they divided into the firehouse section, the gourmet section, and the dessert section.
Okay.
So I was a judge for Firehouse. So you're figuring it's more casual food, chili, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
No. It's very upscale even in the Firehouse section.
Yeah.
But the short ribs from Patterson could have been in gourmet. That was absolutely. And then Long Branch's Mama's Meatball was pretty darn good, too.
I saw that meatball.
It looked very fancy.
I know.
Served
it's
in
got
a
raisins.
We're
going
to go eat before it's over.
Yeah. I already started eating.
Oh, did you? What'd you have?
Well, my friends are here, and they made like a vegan dish.
Really?
So it was really good.
It was good?
Yeah.
Your friends?
I avoid things.
Wait,
are they vegans?
No, they're like being
healthy.
Yeah, and I think they competed in the gourmet section.
They were on the other side of the table.
There's no meat involved. I don't understand it.
Well, why do you think I wanted to be on the Firehouse
right?
side?
Of course. Yeah. Chili, meatballs.
Yeah, pulled pork.
I love pulled pork. Did you see those pulled pork sliders?
No.
I had them.
Bread.
Yeah.
So I don't eat flour.
Oh.
It's been 5 weeks.
Oh, God.
I haven't had any flour whatsoever.
Wow.
How about that? I feel great.
No pasta. I know.
Yeah. Well, 6 weeks
I've
when this
I've done
drops.
That in the past. It's the best.
I feel great. I'm sleeping 4.5 solid hours a night.
Wow. 4.5
Yeah, it's great. I don't get much
sleep. You and Martha Stewart.
How do you do it?
It's crazy. We had two sold-out shows this weekend, so we do comedy shows.
Oh, my gosh.
And actually, Pat was just... Or who was it? It was Pat busting my chops. Pat Colligan from the PBA.
Uh-huh.
Saying, you know, because I told him, like, he wants me to say a few words tonight.
Like,
Eddie Donnelly does.
Time?
I'm like, yeah, what time? Because they go, if it's a comedy show, you'd be out here at 11. I'm like, yeah, that's not true. You did save the day on that. I do. I leave after my set.
Yeah. And sometimes I try to tag along.
And sometimes you get out as quick as you can.
I think it's time for me to go home, too.
So you have a book.
Yes.
That you don't have with you, and you wrote a few years ago.
Yes.
So I'm not going to hold you to any specific recipe.
Thank you.
But I want to know what inspired the book. It's all about Jersey food.
Yes. And, you know, they're not my recipes. So it's 50 recipes from 50 different restaurants from Keyport to Cape May.
All short towns.
So all short towns. And when I was approached by the publisher, they had the idea, and they contacted me because I write about food in New Jersey. They had no idea I live in Point Pleasant Beach, and that I grew up at the Jersey Shore. My grandfather was the founder of Tradewinds in Seabright.
So, no kidding.
Yeah, so our roots grow in the sand.
Now, don't take this the wrong way. Mm-hmm. I ask everyone that has ever done a book or a movie, and it usually leads to an awkward conversation. Did you make any money?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you for not being
like,
awkward about that.
Listen.
Right? How many times have I asked that question? They're like, oh,
there's a
really?
Pause. Well, it's like, what do I say? We're talking about money.
No, this was very intentionally meant to make money. It's actually, quote unquote, a gift book. So it's really sold in gift stores. You know, it's a great souvenir. People buy it for gifts and for, you know, housewarming and all kinds of stuff. I was on QVC. We sold...
That's outstanding.
We sold, what did we sell? Something like 8,000.
And what's it called again?
The Jersey Shore Cookbook.
Jersey Shore Cookbook.
Right.
All right. Can you remember some? Let's go with Sea Isle City.
No, don't go that far down. No, we have... So I live in Point Pleasant Beach.
All right,
so
you want to know about Sea Isle City, you got to buy the book.
Yeah. The easiest, and I had to know all of this when I was on QVC. They did 10 recipes. The food stylist recreated it all. It was gorgeous. And all I had to remember were the towns and the restaurant names. But in Point Pleasant Beach, let's make it easy on me. So, and we also wanted to cover all different types of...
You know, I was going to go south to north.
Right. Oh,
I was going to go see, then I was going to jump to Cape May.
Like the weather moves.
I can do Cape May.
What was Cape May?
Anyway, so the Mad Batter for breakfast.
Yep.
you know. Yep. So we have a nice, I think actually we have an appetizer recipe from them.
Point Pleasant, I'm sorry.
So, all right, let's go to Point Pleasant.
Let's go to Point Pleasant. How about that?
All right, so I was saying that I try to cover every type of dining experience in the book. So right. It's everything from the hot dog guy on the beach to white tablecloth fine dining. Because everybody has a different, you know, type of Jersey Shore experience.
It's like a ballpark hot dog?
I don't even, no, it's a good hot dog. But he actually, here's the thing. They had to have something that was Jersey related ingredient wise.
So what's a Jersey related ingredient?
He made he made a blueberry barbecue sauce for the hot dog, which is actually excellent.
I bet it was delicious.
It's delicious.
I've had a blueberry, I don't know what you call it, a compote or a reduction on duck.
Oh, I bet
and it is spectacular.
Yeah. And you can use that recipe on chicken and, you know, that kind
of stuff. So you put the recipes in the book.
The recipes in the book. So
the restaurants were good with sharing the recipes?
No, not all of them. Some of them wouldn't do it. They just weren't in the book.
You moved on.
Yeah, moved on. And there was one restaurant that said, oh, we would never release our recipes to you. And I said, well, the guy down the street who's your competition has given me a recipe. He's like, oh, we don't have any competition. So he's not in the book. And I've taken some of my chefs to, you know, they were on Good Day New York and they did, you know, demos and they were in New York Post and they got a lot of press out of it, you know.
Was it fun to write it? Because you ate your way through the Jersey Shore.
It was a lot of fun to write it. I had a really tight deadline. And I'm allergic to shellfish, so half the recipes
You buried the lead.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, really? So you're allergic to shellfish? Like,
I am.
Bad allergic?
Bad allergic.
Death?
Like not you're, death. You're, not death, but very ill.
A lot of shellfish recipes.
Well, so the whole theme of the book is to use Jersey ingredients, Jersey fresh ingredients. And we have 5 commercial fishing ports in New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
You can't avoid the fish, right? You can't avoid the shellfish. But my editor was the one who did all the testing on that side. And supposedly, like, the clam chowder.
So you had to totally take her word for it.
The clam chowder is the best. My sister-in-law lives in Maine, and she says it's the best clam chowder
she's ever had.
From the Shrimp Box in Point Pleasant Beach.
Shrimp Box in Point Pleasant Beach.
Yes.
So go to the Shrimp Box. I'm hoping it's still open.
And that's the other thing.
I love clam chowder.
Yeah. The book talks about the history of these restaurants.
Chowder Festival.
Yeah. Yeah, that's in LBI.
Yeah.
Have you ever done?
No.
Oh, see, October, I think it is.
I've not gone there.
Yeah.
It's after the
beach
season.
That sounds like a podcast. That's what that sounds like.
Yeah, sure. But a lot of the restaurants are third generation owned, family businesses, and that's the kind of stuff I really wanted to spotlight.
Yeah, that's exciting, and I've always wanted to. How long did it take you? Like, I'm thinking you have to take a year off.
It took.
Or was it crushed?
It was really crushed. It was 3 months of writing, and I luckily could do a lot of it over the phone, do interviews over the phone. The hard part is that restaurants don't use recipes.
I know.
Or everything is for 60 people, not 6 people.
Right.
You know? So
right.
They weigh their ingredients. They don't measure their ingredients. Yes. So
no kidding.
Right. So it was the curve that we had to figure out, you know, and they'd send me it was a lot of back and forth.
So how did you transition from that to social media? Or you've been doing it both, because you're doing the social media for Chasing News.
Yeah.
And doing a great job.
I do it for a lot of other businesses.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Yeah, it's all good. Did you share my Facebook Live?
Not yet. I haven't had.
I'm just saying. I don't know. We had
a lot going on here.
We walked from there to here. Wasn't that far?
I will share it. I promise. So social media came. I've been doing it for a long, long time for my own business.
Yeah.
And then started consulting and doing it for other businesses.
What do you think it is about Jersey? Like, when we started the show, it was Chasing New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica was on the first show, five years?
People still call it Chasing New Jersey.
Some people still call it Chasing New Jersey. I know. And it's like there's something about Jersey, right?
Right.
The Sopranos,
well, that's why I called it Jersey Bites.
Yeah.
Kind of tongue-in-cheek.
What's the appeal? Where are you from?
I grew up in Fairhaven, so Monmouth County,
so that's
and now
real
I'm in
Jersey.
Ocean County.
Fairhaven is real Jersey.
Oh, yeah. What's not real Jersey?
I'll tell you. Funny, I'm working on this. It's part of my conversation, I'll say, with my comedy set.
Oh.
I think part of, what did you think I was going to say? I was going to say, like, places like Princeton and Ridgewood, we love them.
Right.
But any place in New Jersey where instead of saying I'm from New Jersey, you say I'm from Princeton, I'm from Ridgewood. Where are you from? Summit. Where's that? Outside of New York? Where?
Right.
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
You know, like they're afraid to say, right?
Yeah, they're
not
just
from Jersey. Real Jersey, you're like, I'm from the Jersey Shore.
Yes.
I'm from Central Jersey. I'm from North Jersey. If you're from Edison, you're from Jersey.
Yeah.
If you're in Mahwah, you're like, oh, I live in North Jersey.
Do you know that I grew up at the Jersey Shore? So we called it, we went to the beach. We didn't go to the Jersey Shore. We were at the Jersey Shore.
Because you were already there.
Right. So we went to the beach. And I never heard the term down the shore until I went away to college.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So I was 18.
As a Jersey girl.
I was 18 years old before I
heard it.
Never heard it.
That's funny. I don't even think of that because I grew up in Cherry Hill. I was born in Camden, grew up in Cherry Hill, and used to go to Sea Isle every summer.
And you'd go down the shore.
We'd go down the shore.
Yeah.
Because it was like we were in the Philly
orbit.
And
was it even down?
It was kind of over. Right? It was right?
Yeah.
I mean, because you're from Bordentown.
The Bennies, it's down.
For the Bennies, it's down.
Right. But that's
for the Shoebies, it's across.
Yeah.
Right. And it is down. It's a little down.
So my publisher is from Philly.
Yeah.
And that they knew that their Philly people had certain towns that they would go to. And with me, the Jersey Shore kind of stopped at Ocean County. And when I started writing the book, I'm like, wait, there's a lot more Jersey Shore, and I have to cover all of it.
And it's totally different.
Yes.
Like Cape May, Avalon, that whole area, nothing like Point Pleasant or any of the North.
There's still like hair gel and cut off sleeve shirts when you go that far south. It's just that they're from Philly. They're not from New Jersey.
Exactly right. They're all from Philly.
Right.
And like Wildwood.
Yeah.
Right? Like Wildwood is anybody that lives south of 195 goes to Wildwood or did as a kid at least once a summer.
Yeah. And I recently went there to write an article about Wildwood. I was really pleasantly surprised because I thought it was like our like Fort Lauderdale or something, you know? And that's the past. Like, they used to be when they would stay open till 4 o'clock in the morning, the bars. Everybody would go there, and it was really crazy. But it's really family town. It's really nice. And good food there, too. There's a lot of decent restaurants there.
Are there?
Yeah.
Is Asbury Park as, like, up-and-coming with great restaurants?
It's the Brooklyn of New Jersey.
It is?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's a great line.
Thank you.
The Brooklyn of Jersey. Although, it's not fully back yet. There's still a lot of pockets that need a lot of help.
Yeah,
like, you don't want to go too far off the beaten path.
Right, but it's coming back. And
what's a good restaurant to hit there?
Oh, gosh. Well, I love
the best meal.
Right.
Porta for pizza.
Okay. Yeah, they have
And they have some really unique pizzas.
Do they?
And they also have like
It's a chain?
They call No.
They just opened
Well,
a
Smith,
second.
Smith
Oh, I see.
Smith is the restaurant group that owns Porta, and they also own another one of my favorites is Brick Wall.
Okay.
And Brick Wall has shrimp and grits that are to die for.
I love shrimp and grits.
And it's in my book.
We drove to Florida. So I packed the family up in my Jeep.
God bless you.
We did a Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives Florida trip.
Oh, God.
Right?
That's
three
like
meals a day.
Trip.
It was unbelievable. Best thing I've ever done. We found a place. I can't
good
remember.
Good diners, like south of.
Well, I literally went. Yeah. Well, no, I'll tell you. There are some unbelievable places.
Really?
But they're not Jersey diners. There's a big difference. Like it's a.
Like a barbecue kind of joint or something like
that. There was a barbecue place that I'm thinking about driving 20 hours just to hit. It was on St. Simon's Island in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
It was called Southern Soul Barbecue. Let me tell you.
The real deal. The real
it
deal.
Was
better
like,
than the Trenton place. That's
wow, that's tough. That's tough. Reggie Maurice, listen, your barbecue at 1911 Smokehouse, I would put up against everybody. As a matter of fact, I would like to fly them up and do
a competition.
Have you been to this 1911?
No.
1911 Smokehouse.
What style?
It's on. It's Southern. I mean, it's like you're getting like they've got a smoker in the back, and they do wings, ribs, and pulled pork. That you would trample over someone to get to.
So I'm going to tell you, I judge every year the beer, barbecue, and bacon competition in Morristown. You need to get in on that.
Oh my God. All right. Hold on. Time out. Where's this? And tell me how we get involved.
Well, when it's raining, it's at the Morristown Armory. When it's not raining, it's in this big, beautiful park. And over like 20 breweries compete. And in the beginning, it was each brewery could give in four different types of beers. So do the math. It's a ton of beer that you're sampling.
So you're drunk and stuff.
Then you're drunk. And then you have to compete.
Thank God for Uber. Uber has made all these events so much better. Tell me what it's called. We should do a podcast there.
Yeah.
Beer, barbecue, and bacon.
Mm-hmm. The B's, the three B's. Yeah. You feel sick for a couple days afterwards.
Oh,
you really do.
I bet.
Remember the Mrs. G's competition?
Yeah.
That we judged barbecue between two police stations.
Okay.
So who was it?
That's
it was
like an appliance store, right?
Yeah.
Yes, on Route 1. Yeah. So Debbie Schaefer is a friend of mine. Right. She owns it. She said, will you judge this contest? We had two competing police departments. And the challenge was that after the competition, I entered a pork roll eating contest.
Oh, I forgot you.
Remember that?
Ate that
same day. Same day.
You must have been ill.
It was horrible.
So we were at the Trent Thunder.
Yeah. Right.
It was hard to. I haven't had pork roll. I had it one time since.
Right.
And it is good. I just never desire eating it anymore.
I'm just very happy we are.
Because you had to watch me do it, and I had to do it.
I had to.
We did a whole segment out of it.
Joey Chestnut.
Yeah. So Joey, yes. So these guys eat, and then they jump up and down. And I'm like, it seems like
did
you're
you
trying
try
to
it?
Force all the food down. And they're like, yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. No, I was so, I ate 6 3/4 pork roll sandwiches in 10 minutes. So I got cocky. It was the first four. I'm like, I'm a champion. I'm gonna quit my job. I rule. I ate 4 in like 3 minutes.
So was it pork roll, egg, and cheese, or just pork roll and
that,
bread?
I think that would have been easier.
Yeah.
So here was the thing. So it was 2 pieces of bread. And a slice and a half of pork roll. No condiments, no nothing.
Right.
Just here's the challenge. And no one will tell you this and they don't realize it. They give you these cups of water, like tall cups of water.
And
like
you
a Well, I wasn't going to until I got to sandwich 4. And then I'm like, this needs a little something. So I started dipping. The problem was I was dipping in all of them. So here's what happens. The grease from the pork roll.
Ew.
The pros dip the bread, eat the bread, and then the pork roll. Me, I'm dipping the whole thing, so the grease is getting in the water.
Rookie mistake.
By sandwich 5, you're so thirsty, I'm like, I'm going to die right here. So I grab the water. This is why I can't eat pork roll anymore.
No.
I drank pork roll water.
Juice. Pork roll juice.
It was so horrible.
Or pork roll tea.
Literally
it was pork roll tea.
It was pork roll tea, right. So I can imagine watching it was horrible because we filmed it. We did a segment on it. So Paul was
watching
there.
It up close.
Paul was there with his drone. Jessica filmed it.
Right.
And then the guy, the head of the pork, there's apparently an eating competition.
A true character.
Right, he had the top hat on.
The umpire.
He said, I said, you asked him. You're like, do you have any advice for Spady before he starts? He looked at me and he's like, yeah, don't embarrass your family. Drop out before it starts.
Quit now.
I'm like, what?
It's not too late to
so
get back.
I went in. It was awful. Anyway.
So will you ever do it again?
I don't do any. I will never do
eating
another eating contest because I love food too much.
Yeah, I think, yeah. And then you're turned off by it. And
I'll graze. I'll
really
like tonight.
Bad
I love
you.
Tonight.
It's bad for you.
It's horrible for you.
Yeah.
They go out and drink afterward.
Oh.
Remember at the party beforehand, they were all drinking.
They all went out to a drink. They all went out to the bar like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon after
insane.
The competition.
How old are they?
Younger
young?
Than
yeah.
me.
Yeah,
you
gotta
be
young.
20s, right?
I think Joey Chestnut was a little bit older. Like
he's
got to
be 30-something,
34.
Yeah.
He's like retirement
and then Carmen
age.
Sincotti.
He was younger.
Right? He was
he was like 25 at the time.
Yeah.
He's
like,
a Jersey
guy. I have 2 boys, 21 and 17. I could see them easily doing very well.
Easily eating. But they know to separate the bread from the pork roll.
It's just horrible. But but like stuff like this I love. So wait, tell me again the barbecue thing.
Oh, beer, barbecue, and bacon competition in Morristown.
And what do they raise money for, or is it just to go eat and drink?
I think she donates. I think she donates to something every year. I think it rotates.
What time of year?
I'm trying to remember because we do quite a bit of these. I think it's like spring, like May. Yeah.
I think that's something we're going to look
into.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It sounds like a Facebook Live. It sounds like a podcast. It sounds like
she'd love it. She'd love it.
Right? What do you think?
Yeah, yeah. It's
talk
a fun thing.
We'd love to
I know.
Come.
And I love the whole brewery scene. I mean, it's just exploded in New Jersey, and we're really putting out a lot of great beers.
I'm a huge Flying Fish fan.
Okay.
I think they're great. And they just, like, partly they bring beer to the studio, which is also nice.
Yeah,
so, so 6 o'clock in the morning, we sometimes get a beer delivery. And they're not sponsors.
We're just
friends. I don't hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Barry is the brewmaster.
Shout out to anybody that just wants to bring you beer.
Yes, anyone listening, if you want to bring me beer to the studio, I can't share with you the address here, but we start drinking at 6.
You do know that you're drinking bread when you drink beer.
I know. I haven't had. I know. I first of all,
did you cut out beer?
I haven't had any in 5 weeks.
Wow.
I've been on this no flour kick for 5 weeks.
I know. Since you talked to the nutritionist.
Yes.
Yes.
It was Kim Kemper.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing.
Wasn't
I kind of cheated.
An interview.
Yes.
You got a free dietitian?
I did.
Yes.
I did. I probably should have explained that, why I did it.
Right.
So Kim comes on. She's a yoga instructor.
Uh-huh.
She is slightly to my left politically, maybe like way left, like 180 degrees.
And yoga.
And it's the yoga thing. I get it. So I ask her about nutrition, and she starts talking about, I don't know, I tuned out because it was too much for me. And I'm like, right. I'm like, what are the big offenders?
Uh-huh.
So I told her about wheat belly. Sugar and flour.
Yep.
Because I read Wheat Belly.
Yep.
And it inspired me. So I'm like, I want to know, was the guy full of it? Was this a good idea? She said, actually, no. That's great diet to be on, but don't call it a diet. It's a correction. So I did it 3 years ago when I read the book. Felt great, and then it was too hard because Wawa.
Yeah.
And pretzels.
Pizza great. And pasta.
Wawa. So I changed it. Chickpea pasta. Have you tried it yet?
I was going to say, you like solved our pasta issue because right. I get like the dollar box of Barilla and Chase is like, no, I like the stuff that's in the frozen section that like is made differently.
Right.
I don't like it as much. So I'm like, healthy pasta. And he accepted it.
I love it. I love
we've
it.
Just really? Been eating that.
Because your good. Husband is in great shape. He's a swim instructor. Like, I can imagine he watches his diet.
I don't know. He just likes the other kind of pasta better. So, yeah he didn't question
so, like,
when I was
my
like,
own
we're going to eat the
pasta. And
thing.
Yesterday, yeah. yes. And it's
that's
amazing.
A lot of work.
And yesterday.
He's like, you're from Jersey. You make your own pasta, you know, right? I'm like, we don't all do that.
No. But Jersey Bites had, we did 3 days of cooking demos at the New Jersey Home Show this last weekend.
Yeah.
And our last episode was some ladies from a cooking school teaching us how to make fresh pasta, and it was pasta with short ribs, and it was
You could probably make it like with a chickpea flour or something.
Yeah, you probably could.
Have you tried it? Chickpea pasta?
No, I haven't.
If you like chickpeas,
it's delicious.
The gluten
is what makes it chewy, and you know.
So it depends. I like it al dente, so it's a little bit firm anyway.
Mm-hmm.
With the chickpea, it's definitely crunchier than many people.
And you don't get any like bean issues from it.
To be fair, I've not had it. Okay. Yes, you can. It depends
on
how much
right?
you eat. So let's. Okay. So bean issues can happen, yes, because it's like bean on bean.
Right,
I didn't have it with a red sauce. I had it with a spinach and chickpea recipe that my wife and I did, and it's delicious. But,
not recommended with, like, broccoli rabe and cannellini beans.
I love broccoli rabe. I love it. Oh, my God.
I can just see a real
I do
bean
a
issue,
pulled
though.
Pork. Let me tell you. So I got an idea from Tony Lukes.
Okay.
Tony Lukes in Philly. Do you know Tony Lukes?
No.
All right. You know Tony Lukes, of course.
Yeah, very good.
So cheesesteaks, and they do this roast pork, rabe, and sharp provolone sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
So I love it, but it's bread and the whole thing.
Right,
so we used to get it before we go to Philly's games, take the kids, stop it. So I'm like, I think I can improve on this. So I took their recipe. I took garlic, parsley, and hot pepper.
Uh-huh.
And I get a Boston butt, right, the pork shoulder, and I slow cook it 10 hours on 225. And it pulls. So instead of the roasted pork, you get the pulled,
like pulled pork
without the barbecue.
Mm-hmm,
and then
mm-hmm.
I add the rabe, which I do, I blanch that, and then I stir fry it in olive oil, hot pepper, and garlic.
Nice.
And then that goes on one side of the sandwich, and then sharp provolone melted on the other side. The pork in the middle, it's delicious.
You're going to talk yourself out of the bread thing if
this
you
is the problem. So
this.
You can have it without the bread. It's not the same thing.
Right.
You need
right.
the bread to absorb.
Yeah, all that juice.
I need like a chickpea
olive
bread.
Oil and the garlic and...
Yum.
They make some decent
I buy the
breads.
Ezekiel bread.
Yeah, I like it.
It's actually pretty
bread.
Good. If you have that, it's very expensive.
No. What,
but it's filling.
It's
like a bean
Ezekiel
sprout.
Bread. It's sprouted,
like sprouted
bread.
Grains or whatever it is.
It's like makes a nice avocado toast with a fried egg
it's
on
great
top.
Great with avocado
something.
Toast.
Yeah.
That's very millennial of you.
Yes, I know.
All right, so where can people find you?
All right, so jerseybites.com. You can subscribe and get all the latest news on restaurants and all the great events that we do. And then my book is on Amazon, and it's in lots of local gift shops. And you
that's
know,
great.
Buy it in hardcover.
Yeah, it's all hardcover.
Right, it's 30 versus the, it's
well,
only hardcover?
It's only hardcover.
You need it hardcover. It's like a coffee
it's,
table
it's a
book.
Coffee table
yeah.
book.
You
it's
need
a,
it
it's
out.
A cookbook slash coffee table book. Yes.
It was funny, connecting the dots today, I'm talking to Margaret. Margaret's like, I got to show you Dev's book before you go. I'm like, wait, what's it called? I'm like, no,
it's
the only reason
easy
that
to
book
remember
is,
it.
No, but I said the only reason that book is here is because she was on the show.
Right.
Talking about the book.
But I guess.
Must have been 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So you were there.
Really?
Who was the guy? Because we went to Porta in Asbury Park to shoot it.
Okay.
Was it Hank?
It was...
Who did that story?
I don't remember his
name. You came like on the show,
I didn't
show,
come
did
to the studio. We met
So that's why
Porta.
You guys didn't meet. You didn't come to the studio.
Okay. Right. He came to Asbury
Who
Park.
Who was it?
And then the,
was
then
it Rohan?
They, I think it was Rohan. Yeah, it was Rohan.
I don't remember that.
Oh, and then he brought the book back. That's why. Because I'm like, why do I have this book in my office?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It was bizarre because I wasn't used to the GoPro. And he's like, here, hold this. And I'm thinking it's just holding it. It's like I was taping.
You were doing the whole thing.
And I would just like,
well, think about it. Like this,
this
phone is the podcast.
Yeah.
This will turn into part of our show tomorrow.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
I know.
Although I learned, which one is this? Is that a 10? That's the fancy
one. I'm due for an upgrade.
Yes.
Oh, Jessica's going through a whole issue right now as to whether or not to change her number.
I went on President's Day and it was like buy one, get one if you add a line. So I had to cancel my phone number from Jersey and switch over.
Ooh.
And there's like 14 days to like cancel your plan. So I'm like, do I return it and back out of it?
I don't know. That's
because I've had my number now for 30 years.
I know. I mean, numbers, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, when did cell phones were this big in the early 90s.
And this phone,
and I had one.
It was a walkie-talkie.
Did you have it, the big one?
I didn't have the huge one.
You hold it like out here?
I had one that looked like a walkie-talkie.
The StarTAC? Oh my God, it was a flip phone. It had a little antenna.
I have an iPhone 7 Plus, but I'm due for an upgrade.
Old school.
So you don't
keep it. Don't get rid of it.
Can you use your thumb?
Like a 10? I want a 10.
Now, Apple.
You can't use your thumb on it.
You can't? What?
Which kind is this?
No, this is the 10, and it's all swipey and everything else, and it freezes, and I don't like it. I know. Because I didn't get the Plus, because Jessica got the fancy one. That's the 10 XR, whatever.
Yep.
This was the cheaper one.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do the
same. And I hate it.
I used it for food photography.
The camera is so good. It's really good.
I call my phone my camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never call it my phone.
Right? Do you have a home phone?
Like, where is my camera? I have it and never answer it.
That's kind of the line. It was a big conversation in the Spady household.
It's connected to my Comcast cable. And
we have a number,
stuff.
But yeah. We redid our kitchen.
I
got them all
board.
Out, sealed them in. They're all behind tile now. They're all gone. I don't use it, and it was a huge conversation.
I don't. Like, a lot of people are.
Because my wife was like, I don't know, let's keep it. So we kept it in our last house, and then we moved. And I'm like, no, we got to be done.
Yeah.
And now we don't miss it.
Can you think of a scenario where, like, the apocalypse, we would need a landline?
All right, so where I live, depending on your service, 911 goes to a different town. So that's a little awkward.
Oh.
Yeah, we've had some issues with that. That's a little awkward. But other than that, I don't know. It's always on. It's always with me. It's my alarm clock.
Yeah.
It's my, right?
Yeah.
God, I should
it's
get
your
some
podcast
cell phone
recorder.
To be a sponsor.
He uses
our
one
podcast
of those
recorder.
Alarm clocks that like goes
he
off.
He does?
Like,
oh, that's what my son does.
That's
my
funny.
Son has two
that's
alarms
funny.
And sleeps through them.
Yeah.
He has this phone on that like air raid thing.
Yeah.
As loud as it can go.
It's
and
an
then
air
another.
It's exactly
right,
what it is.
And then another one, and he sleeps through it. I walk in his room, and I'm
I love
like,
it.
like,
I love it.
Wake up.
Awake from the other
go
room.
To school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Deb, thank you.
Thank
been
you.
Great talking
this
to you. Thanks for joining us. So, this is so find Deb Smith at
JerseyBites.com.
Follow Jessica at Chasing Jess Nut on Twitter. Follow me at Bill Spadia, and we'll see you soon.
Great. Thanks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.